So I'm up at 5:30 a.m. recording this because my friend just asked me if I still remember that I have a podcast, which is funny because I've had so much on my plate. I've literally had no space. Not literally, I've had no space. But there's been something on my mind that dropped sometime last week about letting the grieving grieve. I witnessed someone lose a child, lose a baby. And, you know, they were just telling her that, you know, it has happened, just move on. And the thing is, I'm probably angry about this every time it happens. Every time it happens and it keeps happening. Because I don't think telling someone to move on actually makes them move on immediately. Just like saying it is well doesn't actually make anything well. It doesn't make it well. I feel like it would be very amazing if before death comes, you prepare for it. But sometimes you're unable to prepare, and I think that's one of the biggest problems, is the emotional damage. Like, you're scattered emotionally having to deal with losing someone. Grief is a very sensitive subject, and from listening to people talk to people when they lose people, it's like it's clear that you don't actually know how it feels to lose someone important until you do lose someone important. So when you say, I know how you feel, you really don't. I used to wonder why people cried at burials, because people die. It's normal. Everybody's going to die. Until I lost someone. Like, it hurts in a way that you can't explain. And some people don't really understand how sensitive a time it is. That's why they will come and tell you it happened for a reason. What reason is that? Holy Spirit assistance. Imagine telling someone, when God takes something, he gives you something better. This is possible, though. But what is better than my son that I just lost right now as I'm crying, as in right this minute that he just died? Wouldn't it be better if you just shut up and give me tissue to wipe my tears? At that point, the person is not just angry with you, but with God, because you're thinking, ah, God, how could you? You are now telling me that God give me something better than my son. You know, our culture has a way of just having this die in your pain thing. Just swallow it. It's not that serious, but, you know, just get over it, and it's okay to cry. But, you know, don't cry. Just, it's okay. Just, it is well. It's not well. Everyone who died does not mean I can't mourn. When you lose someone, you feel a sadness that feels like it would never end. And, you know, it's funny because sometimes we've not experienced it. We've not experienced these trials. And you speak encouraging words of what you know not about. Please stop it. If you are guilty, desist. If you don't know anything, just keep quiet. No, it's not by force to talk. Like, let a grieving person grieve. You need to learn to not ask people not to cry. No need to be hard guy, please. Cry. You cannot just be boasting of strength when you are dying inside. Like, all that harboring emotions to it, it's unhealthy. It's important to know that no matter what, with or without you, life goes on. It's true. Like, anybody that knows me knows that that's my slogan. Always pointing it out. But this is not the sermon that you give to someone who just lost someone. Because for many, life does not go on. Like, their pain sucks them in until they turn to destructive measures to numb the pain, which cannot be numbed most times. And then they die too. You know, sometimes you don't really die a physical death. You die a death on the inside where you just feel empty And this is very, very difficult to deal with. And you see, in dealing with loss, I have also learned that it is very important to have people to support you emotionally, not people to help you to cover your emotions or to mask them, but the ones that want you to express yourself, to be open, to, you know, even though we know that life is passing and death is inevitable, just to be able to console you, because death is really final. Like, when it happens, you just realize that there's no coming back. You don't get a do-over. There's no other plan. Like, that's it. That's where it ends. And this can be really hard. Hard to move on. Hard to figure out how to exist with someone, because the loss of a loved one is something that nothing prepares you for. Because you lose people and you're told you will get better. And they lie, because it doesn't. Like, it hurts like a fresh wound. You just learn to deal with it. You learn to live with it. You know, bear the pain, because even if you try, you can't erase the memories. I feel like that's one of the hardest things. You know, when you think about someone and you realize that they're not there anymore, like, you can't reach them, you can't talk to them. You know, it's different when they'll say, she moved to Madagascar, we cannot reach her, we cannot call her, but you know that she's alive, like, she's still there, like, eventually you will reach her. This one, the Madagascar is everlasting Madagascar. She's not coming back, you know? And you will just realize how much you miss little things about them. Yeah, I mean, people close to you, not the one that you'll just be crying for anybody that died, you know? Like, an actual close loss, an actual loved one. You just miss their laugh and warmth, because, you know, they meant everything to you, and they're never coming back. And you wish that you can turn around and see them, hold them, even in a dream, and they'll tell you it's been just a dream, you know? You think you can die for someone, or you die if they die, but you won't. You'll be alive, and as much as it hurts, and a part of you may die, but you'll still be breathing, alive, feeling the pain, emptiness, regretting your mistakes, missing their love. Voids that are impossible to fill, words unsaid, memories that are constantly tormenting you, because, you know, they loved you so hard, even in pain you felt joy. And then you realize that life is nothing, you know, and you should spend each day wisely. And even though the other human beings that surround you that are completely unaware of such a pain, of what such hurt feels like, make it even harder with their silly attitude. But, you know, it just opens you up to a different light, you know, a different value for life. In as much as it is important to open up and heal, it is a difficult journey. And that is all this rant was about. To let time take its course. I don't know if time actually heals all wounds, but I think it's the best bet in this situation. And yes, of course, if possible, if your faith isn't thoroughly shaken and thrown in the bin, it would be very good to hold on to God. Just for consolation, for Him to help ease your pain in a way that human beings can't. Because it's not by sorry or or rest in peace to the person, or it is well. None of that goes anywhere. You need something stronger. That's not drugs or alcohol. Also, you know, something higher to really help you keep yourself together, to really help hold you together, to help show you that you will be okay eventually. Or you will find a way to live with it. But please, this isn't just for the people in loss. This is for the people that don't know how to mind their business and don't know how to keep their mouth shut when it's not necessary. Please, let grieving people grieve. It's okay to be sad when you lose someone. You don't have to hide your tears or save them or just move on like the person never existed. Let people grieve.